Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
6:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. We've just been away all week. Ed Norris is off on medical leave. His shoulder surgery on Monday, successful shoulder surgery. So he'll be out for a little while, a couple weeks. And
talked
then
to him
back.
Yesterday a little bit about how he was feeling. He said it's, pain's still there. It's weird not being able to use your arm. Like, you don't realize the little things that you go to reach for. But yeah, he said he's getting there.
You asked him, Ed, what do you predict for the rest of the day? Pain.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it would be. And, watching yesterday and see, he's missing out. We get all these young guys called up and getting a chance to see him play if you stayed up late. But, look, there's a lot going on this week, man. NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, the NFL draft, Major League Baseball. I mean, it's just, it's loaded.
Now, ask you a question, Jeremy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this whole R Long thing is starting to get to me now.
Why? You ain't got time to go out and tag anymore?
No, it's not it. I'm not tagging anything. But, okay. Like, it's appearing places that I just visited, and it's not me. And I feel almost like somebody out there is trying to punk me, man.
Joe, do you have Shaggy, It Wasn't Me? Can we play that for Rob?
No, I'm serious.
Somebody, I was just there, but it wasn't me.
Somebody put it. And the thing that gets me is not showing up on people's individual.
She saw us banging in the shower. It wasn't me.
It's not showing up on individual pages. It's these society pages. Like, well, you can't tell who posted it.
Yeah.
Because it's more, it's like, as a group.
People keep sending them to me, the videos of, I know you got the one where they allegedly caught R. Long.
No, they didn't catch him.
Well.
They chased him.
Yes. You get what I'm saying.
But they said you never see them apprehend Arlong.
Well, I know they didn't catch you, but it's fine. They didn't get you. We had a getaway car.
Dude.
We ain't letting anybody catch us, man.
Come here for a second.
Arlong for life.
Come here for a second. I'm serious about this. This is it's showing up. I go to DeSantis all the time. Why does Arlong just randomly pop up at that Royal Farm that I go to?
Hey,
I feel like somebody's framing me.
No,
I feel like this is gonna end with me getting questioned seriously by the police.
Joe, you know what this reminds me of is Juicy Smollett. Remember when he said those guys jumped? He's like, man, I'm in this place, and then all of a sudden, R. Long shows up.
You gonna
Rob's Juicy?
Rob, I promise you, there's not a conspiracy to frame you.
How do you know?
That is the most absurd thing I've ever heard.
It's appearing every place that I go.
Is this a Truman Show?
I don't know. That movie sucked, by the way. But I don't know.
What? I love that movie.
That movie sucked.
Wanted Jim Carrey to be funny the whole time.
I didn't like it. But no, I don't. It's like every place. Pikesville. Wait a minute. I was just there Thursday.
What are you doing there?
And then over the weekend, it's there.
These things could have been there the entire time.
Who posted it said he was just there. It wasn't there and it popped up.
It's like when you get a new car.
Hold up, Joe. You're explaining something. Did you see the post? Have you seen a post?
I've seen them everywhere.
Did you see the post in which I'm talking about?
Rob.
Have you seen the post?
No, Rob.
Okay, so if you send it to me and you say, hey, Rob, this wasn't there a couple of days ago. Now it's there. Well, why were you sending it to me when you know I was there just a couple of days ago as well.
Or they didn't notice it until they saw it and said, oh, man, Rob just posted that he was there. And then this is the first time I've noticed
Joe, I'm going to ask you how to solve everything because you have an answer for literally everything.
Your answer is that
thing.
I don't have an answer.
I started off with a freaking question, and I swear to God, if I keep talking to you, I'm going to drop an F-bomb because you got an answer for everything.
Rob.
Everything. Seriously.
There's no conspiracy.
Okay.
Mom and Dad are fighting.
All right.
What do I do?
Think about how hard that would be for to be a real.
All right. You're right, Joe.
Jeremy, come on, man.
I don't believe in most conspiracies.
But this one?
I definitely don't believe in this one because I think it is Rob. And I'm going to roll with that as long as I can roll with that.
I'm just, you know, if it shows up now at the Essex Tiger Mart on Back River, if it shows up there, Jeremy, because I checked the other day when I pumped gas. I checked every pump. And it's not there.
You know where I'm going to get gas today? I got to go see my grandfather, but I'll definitely swing by there.
That's not close.
I know, but I'll swing by there.
You got three gas stations right there.
It doesn't matter. I'll go out of my way to get gas there.
No. Did Arlong blow up that house in Essex?
What did happen to that house?
I don't know, man. That's
when, I'm pretty sure we were just by there when we didn't we go through that neighborhood when we had to go clean up that?
Yeah.
And we were just there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I posted some stuff on social media to try to help the family.
It had to be a gas explosion, right?
I think you're just lucky that nobody was home. Yeah, you know, you think about those situations. But I was going to bring up, I watched, there's something, have you seen the movie Sisu? S-I-S-U. Joe, have you seen that?
Sisu. Is it new?
Sisu. S-I-S-U. It's basically John Wick meets The Undertaker. Like, if those two had a baby together,
that would be
The Undertaker
scientifically
the,
impossible. But, okay.
The Finnish dude in this movie, I think he says all of 10 words at one point.
So it's like Rambo.
I mean, he is.
Or what was it? First Blood, rather.
So it's about, like, trying to push the Nazi soldiers out of, like, Finland and Norway right. and all these. Like, and this guy's a gold miner, and he finds some gold. So he's trying to get out of the city, and he keeps running into Nazis who are trying to steal his gold. And he just, all he does is murder everyone. He survives every effing thing, even the most ridiculous. You don't even question it at one point. You're like, yeah, that guy's a ghost, man.
Yeah, Nazis are idiots, though.
No, but he's not a Nazi.
I know. I'm saying not like fighting Nazis is easy because they do the dumbest stuff.
Yeah, they don't shoot when they're supposed to.
They're like stormtroopers in Star Wars. They somehow miss every time.
Yeah. So, but here's the, they don't miss. He gets hit a lot. This guy gets shot and beat up, but he whoops at, like, it's just. It's an action movie on steroids, and I've been waiting to see it, and it wasn't, like, you know how you
what is it called again?
Sisu. S-I-S-U. It's
on
Stars.
English?
Yeah, it's like 95% English. You'll hear the accents. There's some subtitles.
Why?
What? It's just because it was released here, I think they
okay.
Hear it that way. There's probably another version where it's released in another language with the subtitles, but it's great, man. I was in my spaceship, like, just watching dudes getting blown up, and I'm talking like it's
who,
so violent.
Who's the lead actor?
You don't know him. You're not going to know anybody in the film.
Really?
And it's awesome.
That's a hard watch.
It's awesome.
I don't know anybody that's a hard watch.
You're going to get action within the first 20 minutes of the film, and you're going to be like, holy hell, what just happened here?
Someone just sent me this. I'm literally at North in Maryland, and I see this.
Where were you? Were you at North in Maryland last night? When's the last time you were down there?
North in Maryland?
Yeah.
Ugh. That's near where the State Department is, right?
That sounds about right. Yeah. Like if you take you down to like 295 and MLK.
Yeah, that was when I had to go to, you know, when I had some.
Wait a minute, I was just down there.
Those toll tickets from the pandemic
mm-hmm.
when you never got them, but somehow they ended up. Yeah. So I had to go to Central Collections to pay it.
Yeah.
And I never knew I had it from the pandemic. So that's why I went to the state building.
When did you do that?
Ooh.
Because that paint over there seems dry. Seems real dry.
I was thinking maybe, what's this month? April?
Have you
probably November? Probably November.
Have you checked the back of his car and seen all the like the spray paint cans that are back there?
There's no spray paint pants.
We need to get those Joe Biden stickers, but then put Rob's face on it and say I did that.
No, that's not. That's no spray paint cans in my truck.
Let's do that.
410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Tyreek says he would cook Dion if they played together head-to-head in his prime.
It got uncomfortable.
Agree or disagree. But on the other side, O's, Angels, last night, not so good for Grayson. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
The Big Bad Update from the Yard. Brought to you by LifeMed Institute. Guys, regain confidence and performance in the bedroom with Gainswave Therapy at LifeMed Institute. Gainswave is a revolutionary non-invasive ED treatment. Call 410-575-1200 or go to LifeMedInstitute.com to find out more. On 105.7 The Fan.
The Angels are in position to end this losing streak. Swing and a miss, strike three. Say goodnight to the Orioles. The Angels break a five-game stead. Mike Trout kickstarted it, and the Halos win 7-4.
Yeah, some good offense throughout the game. Mike Trout leading off. We had to feel real good for Trouty, number 377th of his career.
Angels Radio Network. That was Mike Trout's first leadoff at-bat, or at-bat to lead off the game since 2020. And he starts it off with a home run against Grayson Rodriguez. And then the hit parade began after that. Grayson gave up 11 hits. The first five hits were extra base hits. They said the first five were extra base hits. I didn't think one of those doubles that they called double was a double. I thought he advanced the second on the throw, personally. Okay. But they called it a double. They ended up calling that a double. I didn't agree with that.
Home score kind of?
Probably so.
The interesting thing about last night, too, is like, what do they talk about in these closed-door meetings? If I'm the Angels, I'm having them one every single day. Every day.
They've had two of them, and both of them against the Baltimore Orioles after losses.
They've come back and won the next game. Yeah. So, yeah, look, last night, Grayson obviously didn't have his best stuff.
He didn't have it. Trash.
Yeah, he was getting just lit up. I mean, there was hard contact after hard contact, barrel after barrel. By the way, I saw last night, Jose Abreu has zero barrels this year.
Really?
Zero.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, you think it was a situation when maybe he was trying to throw too hard? And I asked that because with four and a third innings, that's what, 13 outs?
Yeah.
All right. So 13 of his outs were strikeouts. More than half of his outs were strikeouts. Seven of them, I should say.
Seven of the 13. Effectively wild?
I mean, I just think maybe he was just the thing that got him to where he was last year and at the start of this year, when he came back up from AAA, he wasn't trying to strike everybody out. He was pitching. And last night, I wonder, maybe he got back to that, just trying to gas everybody, because they record 13 outs and seven of them strikeouts.
Well, let me ask you this. Is there a chance that he came in with the same exact thing? Because you just faced him. You just saw him.
Right.
Did you come back in with the same game plan because it worked and they adjusted? Did you just not have it? Like you said, it felt like they almost knew it was coming that they hit so many balls that hard.
Right. When they hit that hard, they know what's coming. Well, that could be it as well.
I mean, I don't know. Like, there's a lot of things you could poke holes in. Maybe you just didn't have it for one night. But, I mean, you tip your cap, you move on to the next day. Is it time to send Kierstead back down? Sorry. I got to play into this with the whole Jackson Holiday thing. But
he was over four with three strikeouts.
Man, what are they? It's almost like it's so easy in AAA, and then you get here, and it's difficult. It's extremely difficult. You got to give these guys time, but I want to see more of them. Problematic, though, today they get another lefty, right? So,
yeah.
I believe it was another lefty unless they switched their rotation.
It was to start off the series.
Yeah, because it was left, right, left. And then we were talking about how we probably wouldn't see Jackson Holiday as much. Tyler Anderson, he's a lefty, right?
Yeah.
There's a couple of Andersons in the league. I always get them mixed up. But he was the one that was on the Tigers before, I believe. But anyway.
Gunnar Henderson, last night, another home run. I don't know if you saw. There's a rejoiner on MLB TV, mm-hmm. MLB Network, I should say, and it's all about Gunnar Henderson. Like Gunnar Henderson, he's a savage. If he's my short, it was all the announcers so on the network talking about Gunnar Henderson.
Can I peel back the curtain a little bit? Now, you listen to a lot of MLB radio.
Yes.
Right? Okay. I don't know if I'm talking out of turn.
No, that's cool.
So the couple years, and you've been doing this for a while, right?
Right.
You get, like, it's just one of the things you like to listen to. You're working for a team. You're staying on top of everything.
I got that package. Just to listen to MLB Network.
I don't know how long you've been doing it. I listen to a lot of MLB radio too.
Right. Probably since I got that truck, 2019. Okay.
So how much more are they talking about the Orioles now than they
a lot more.
And that's the
it's
thing.
It's ridiculous.
I was watching an MLB like preview show where there's all these great matchups. They could not stop talking about the Orioles. They were just like talking about how Gunnar won Rookie of the Year, and now you really have to consider him for an MVP and how special he is. They're obviously talking about the strikeouts now with Jackson Holliday because he's a top prospect. And before you can even get into that, they call up Kierstead, and it's like, hey, what about this team? Because I almost screenshot the lineup on DraftKings last night because I thought it was so cool that everybody in that lineup was homegrown to an extent. You know, like you were looking.
Santander was Rule 5, but.
Yeah,
he came up here.
And correct me if I'm wrong. Outside like Ryan O'Hearn, Jorge Mateo, there's a handful of guys that weren't homegrown on this team,
right?
You know, like, and I just thought it was really cool last night to see how was it stacked. It was like Kowser, Westberg, Kierstead, Holliday. You know, like just seeing that in a row.
Well, last night the only two in the starting lineup that were not drafted by the Orioles were O'Hearn and Santander. But Santander, again, Rule 5
That's
guy.
Why I said kind of.
And so you kind of make him homegrown. And the game ended with everybody except Santander drafted because Mountcastle came in to play pinch hit and play first.
I just, the only reason I really want to point that out, and I think people already get it, is to understand how important it is that you keep Mike Elias in this front office together as much as you can. It's going to get picked apart and whether or not they want to leave. But you have to try to do everything. They've been amazing at drafting and developing.
Yeah.
And even look at Suarez and how the ticks and the miles per hour on his fastball went up since he joined the team in the minors. And now we're talking about him being in the rotation. And so far, he's been good. I'm just waiting for the other shoe to drop. But, hey, I'm going to enjoy this ride.
Yeah.
Because I hate that I'm this guy, but I don't believe it. I don't believe what I've seen with Suarez just yet. I got to see it for couple of times.
No,
you know?
I'm with you. How can you believe?
I'm a realist. When I look at the numbers, I'm going, there's just not enough data, and I've seen this. How many times have we seen that story before where it just kind of, man, that was really cool while it lasted?
We've seen it with hitters.
Yeah.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, Billy Ripken's first year, he batted over 300. Then the league caught up with him. He became a great defender. that's just how it is. I mean, we see that, you're right. We've seen that with pitchers before as well. We're going back to MLB Network Radio, and I know it didn't happen last night, but Jim Duquette was laughing. He said, you know, you went and had a team meeting after the Orioles crushed you twice, and now you're having a team meeting again. I wouldn't keep having all these team meetings against the Orioles.
Yeah.
Well, hey, you may not look too smart. Now, of course, this was before the game and it actually worked, but my point is, the respect that they had because the other, it's not just Jim Duquette saying those things because he worked for the Orioles. Because the other, his co-host didn't work for the Orioles before. And he would say, yeah. And he started going hitter by hitter through this lineup. He's like, he said basically one of the things that I was saying to you, I don't know a lineup that's capable of doing all the things that this lineup can do. They lead the league in home runs. You have multiple guys that can steal bases. Multiple guys that are high OPS guys, he's just going, and he said the same thing I said, is one of the most dangerous lineups in all of baseball.
Yeah.
I said the most dangerous lineup in the American League.
Well, I think once it gets set and some of these younger guys get their feet wet, cut their teeth a little bit, if you will, and I agree with you. I think this lineup's going to be devastating. Like, I know when you look at the Dodgers lineup and you see the names, you know it because they paid for them.
Yeah.
I think a lot of the guys in your lineup have that type of potential. I'm not telling you we have a Shohei Ohtani. I'm not telling you we have a Freddie Freeman here. But what I'm saying is you have guys that across the board can kind of do it all. You can call them five tool if you want, but you have power. You have speed. You know, they hit for average, even though I'm more concerned about the on-base percentage. They get on base is what I should say.
I think the only lineup from top to bottom is better than the Orioles or the Braves.
Fair enough. They're banged up now with Ozzie Albies being out. So
but they'll be
weaker.
Back.
Yeah.
That lineup is ridiculous. Tom in Easton wants to weigh in. What's up, Tom?
Hey, Rob. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, man?
I'm doing all right. I'm an Uber. First of all, I don't believe that you are the Arlong spray painting everywhere.
You say you don't?
I don't believe it's you.
Oh, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
I do.
Whoever's doing it ain't got a job because they got time to put it everywhere.
Well, Rob's traveling around the city all the time.
Uber driver.
You say what?
I'm an Uber driver.
Okay. All right. So,
there's sometimes I see a building that says Arlong 6 times on one building.
So what you said you seen it in...
First 5 didn't look right.
Someone said you saw it in the D.C. area?
No. I want to tell you something that's going on in D.C. that Arlong ain't got nothing on.
Oh, what's
somebody
that?
Somebody went around when Trump was in office, and I saw this in about over 1,000 places. F Trump.
Well, that could be a lot of people.
Yeah,
that
could be anyone.
Oh man, that could be just like the whole Joe Biden one on the gas bump. I did that. That could be a lot of people. When it comes to politics, you never know. 410-583-1057 is the number. Tyreek Hill is bumping his gums about a former Hall of Fame cornerback. We want to see if you agree with this one.
I love this.
But on the other side is Angry Joe.
Are you mad?
Sorry, I forgot I had to do this.
Arlong over.
Let's talk about the draft and the format of the draft, because I really don't feel like staying up till 11:30 tomorrow night just for them to trade out.
I got you.
Too late?
Yeah.
All right. NFL draft has Joe Angry up next on The Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
6:32 in the a.m. What has Joe so angry this morning?
Going to be tired tomorrow. Well, Friday.
Friday. Yeah.
Tomorrow also, probably. Why does the draft have to start at 8? Why can't it start at 7?
Because of the West Coast.
We've been starting things start at 4 and 5 p.m. on the West Coast all the time, like at 4 p.m.
Like
the
what?
Super Bowl's at 3:30.
Yeah, but no, the Super Bowl's at 6.
On the East Coast.
Well, you're talking about over there, yeah, but like it's different on a Sunday than it is on a Thursday.
Can I go one step farther for you? Okay, it can start at 8 o'clock. I agree with you why it starts at 8 o'clock on Thursday. Why doesn't it start at 8 o'clock on Friday? Why can't you do it Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Yeah.
Why do you have to do it Thursday?
Because that's Thursday's always, prime time. They that's want always, that television market.
Yeah, but television market's killed on Fridays now, too.
Well, it's fine, but like, you know.
NFL's going to have games this year on Friday, right?
It's the NFL. People are going to watch it no matter what day it's on.
But they are on Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So they're on both, you know, like they're going to be on the second and third round, which I think most people will watch the first 2 days. They don't watch Saturday unless they're out and about.
See, I'm with Joe on this one, because if you start a game at 8 o'clock, a game is interesting throughout.
Oh, I'm with you guys because I'm on the East Coast, but I'm just telling you why they do it.
But with the draft, the draft is not necessarily interesting throughout. You may not care what the other 29 teams are doing. You got to wait specifically for your team. But, and, Joe, I think you're worried about one specific thing happening at pick number 30. Am I right?
I mean, it's happened so many times. It feels like it happens all the time. But the Ravens are going to spend the entire time just waiting until they get to their pick, and then take their 10 minutes and then just trade it and just trade it back. You could also just make it last 1 minute and say, no, we're trading back.
No, but they don't. So, again, this is where the television aspect of it comes in. Like, who are the Bears taking number one overall? We all know who's taking, right?
Right.
They're going to use their allotment of whatever it is, 10, 15 minutes. I forget what
they won't use the whole thing, but they'll use most of it.
I think they'll use the whole thing because they want the commercials to run and everything else, and then you'll see the other teams. Some teams are a little bit quicker to the draw when they know who they're getting. It's like, we're not taking anything. But with that first pick, you're going to see it just all the way down, and then they'll make their announcement.
See, we have two things here. We have a legitimate complaint with Joe. It's a legitimate complaint, mm-hmm. and I feel the same thing. But we have the answers with you. We know the answers, but I'm sure with me, I know the answer. I'm not speaking for Joe. I don't care. I still want him to move it back to a day and make this thing work for everybody.
It is. Like, the NFL has done a phenomenal job of turning nothing into something. Mm-hmm. Like, the NFL draft is great. I don't think this is nothing into something, but making it a three-day event is, when it doesn't have to be that. It used to be 2 days, and boom, like, you wouldn't even know. All of a sudden, they're starting the next round in the morning, and you're like, what the hell? I missed. Who got picked? You know, like, and then nowadays it's, okay, Thursday night, we're just doing the first round, second and third, and then the rest on Saturday, and blow that whole thing up. They turned the schedule release into a show.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. Joe, will you watch the entire draft?
I really don't know this time. I might just go to bed and then set an alarm for like 10:30 and then get up.
Do you want to come to Towson with me? I'm going to be at the Green Turtle in Towson. We can hang out.
That sounds fun for you, but I'm not going to do that.
Bet, watch, and win.
No, I'm good.
Then I know
you. Do
you
bet on the draft?
You can bet on the draft.
But do you?
I have. It's not something like, if I feel like I have an edge. I don't like to bet unless I feel like I have an edge. And, I mean, you can get an edge on the draft, but weird things happen all the time.
This just reminds me of how, like, you know how, like, when you do your taxes, and in theory, the government could just tell you how much you owe. But there's TurboTax and all these other things that have built up this entire thing where, well, no, we don't want to do that because we need to make money off of it.
That's what this is.
Like, it's NFL Network making sure that they have content for this entire week, that they have guys that will sit there and do mock drafts for 4 months. And then, I mean, everybody else that copied them, they need that too. So
Joe just released one of my favorite memes where it talks about taxes. It's like, you owe me taxes, so you need to figure out how much you owe me.
Or you go to jail.
Or you go to jail. Here, I paid you. You didn't pay me enough. You owed me this. Well, if you knew what I owed you, why didn't you just tell me what I owed you?
There are countries that literally send you a bill. And we are one of the few that make it in this guessing game.
Should turn this into another one. Now I'm getting angry.
My favorite draft was 2020 because we couldn't go out for the draft. And we had a Zoom. Jean-Marie Dac has put together a Zoom.
That's cool.
It was cool because Ray Rice was on the Zoom. And when they got Dobbins, Rice was just breaking down who Dobbins was. See, confession is this. I've not watched the draft since then. 21, 22, 23. I haven't watched it.
Okay,
I've followed it. I've followed it on social media because I realized during that draft, John booted a couple of guys off to Zoom because they were getting picks on Twitter before television got it. So I'm like, why am I watching this thing when it just tell me? And last year, I think the Orioles were off on Thursday for the draft. I think they were. If it was, I think I was playing the show. No, I was playing the show. I was home playing the show, watching it on Twitter.
Yeah.
I think the Orioles were off. Even last year or the year before. They were. Okay, they were. And I think I was home playing the show, watching the results.
The show.
Yeah, on Twitter. Same thing I do with the schedule release.
For sure.
I watch it on Twitter. I'm not watching that show, man.
I thought you were going to say something else. I'm not watching that show, man. I love it. I've talked about the draft year after year and, you know, going over my favorite players. I think the most interesting thing about this draft is number two and number three. Who does Washington take, and do the Patriots trade the number three pick? They said the calls they've been getting have been rather underwhelming for the number three pick to move it. And I think that that's where the jostling is going to happen with some of these wide receivers, is there's just a ton of great ones here. And they've said, one of the things I read today, that Buffalo has been calling everyone trying to trade up to get a wide receiver.
Joe, can we put that as a Twitter poll? About, is the draft too drawn out or so? Can we put that on the Twitter poll?
Yeah.
Yeah, we should, because I think more people agree with him.
I think we did that. We did that in years past, and it was pretty overwhelmingly yes.
Yeah, it's just too much. We just because we follow doesn't mean we like it.
But you don't have to watch.
I don't.
But people do.
They do. They do.
And I watch,
and I get it. You know, I think most people watch it in a setting that you're going to be in Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
I think most people who are home kind of do what I do. I think a lot of people, especially for Friday and Saturday when you're getting the later rounds, I think most people enjoy the draft like you with other people around. Because when I used to go to the Jimmy's draft party, it was fun then because it was a social event.
See,
but at home, it's not must-see TV.
I'm going to have to do that, I think, for most of Saturday. My wife got us tickets to some taco and tequila thing that we're going to. Which
really?
Sounds awesome.
Where's that?
I think in Timonium. So we're going. My wife finally has a weekend off, so we have a wedding on a Friday night, and then in Virginia, and then we're going to that. So I'm probably going to have to do what you're talking about, watch a lot of it on my phone, because
right.
Like I say this all the time. I'm really into the draft. I watch so much college football. I love seeing where these guys go.
Yeah, but you can't divide your time with Katie watching the draft.
No, that's why I'm gonna do it on the phone.
Yeah, I didn't say that.
I'm working, baby. I'm working.
Oh, it's always a good excuse.
I remember the time she came out and asked me if I could flip the laundry, and I was watching the Oriole game in my underwear, and I said, I'm working. I don't come into your office when you're delivering a baby.
In what order do you have the quarterbacks going in the first round, since we're talking about the draft? We'll do that at 7 o'clock. But on the other side, Tariq Hill is bumping his gums.
I love this.
To a former NFL cornerback who happens to be a wide receiver.
I don't like either one of these guys.
That's why I said we gotta have this one. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Your three boyfriends. When your hubby doesn't like sports. Ed Norris, Rob Long, and Jeremy Kahn. The Big Bad Morning Show. 105.7 The Fan.
:48 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. So I remember by living in the Carolinas, Jeremy, a little like 20 minutes from Charlotte, I remember watching the Panthers game where who was quarterbacking for the Panthers at
Jake
the time?
DeLone?
No, it was before those guys. Steve Berline was quarterback, for the Panthers. He may have completed something ridiculous, Jeremy, like 20 in a row against the Cowboys. They were marching down the field. And it would have been the game, the go-ahead touchdown. They would have gone ahead had they scored a touchdown. And his completions in a row were middle of the field to the opposite side of Deion Sanders. Never threw it to Sanders' side.
Mm-hmm.
Sanders had that whole side locked down. Now, here's the Barry Bonds of the story. Barry Bonds can see, I don't know, 12 straight balls. 12 straight in three different at-bats.
Mm-hmm.
And the minute you try to get sexy and throw him a strike,
see ya,
it's gone. How can somebody be that locked in when you're seeing nothing? Fourth quarter, late in the game, Deion Sanders, you're not even throwing my way. So he's not paying attention, right? Wrong. Steve Berline dropped back. Receiver was open on primetime side. And Prom said, no, man, I got you. I got you. Picked it off. Ball game. That was Deion Sanders.
So it's funny looking at both of these guys, who I'm not a fan of. I've explained my
Tariq
stuff.
Hill.
Tariq Hill. Tariq Hill's just a bad dude. But, man, can he play football? And Deion Sanders, like, I hadn't...
It's not a bad dude.
What?
Deion Sanders is not a bad guy.
No, well, I had a... I had an incident with him that I didn't like.
Well, you mean bad guy. Tariq is...
He's a bad dude.
Yeah.
Like, he'll beat up his...
Exactly. That's not Deion.
Yeah.
That's not Deion. Deion might be a jerk to some.
I think Deion is a jerk, but, like, he plays it up as prime, so he kind of gets away with it. But there are a lot of people that love Deion, too. So, It's indifferent. It's just one of, it's respect the talent. I don't like the person.
Got you.
That's me. Okay.
But Tariq says he would have torched Dion in his prime.
Can I ask you the most important question about this?
Yes.
Which rules are we playing by? Today's or then?
Yeah.
Because there's a, and I know Dion's not the physical guy, but the hand fighting that goes
he
on.
He did a lot of that.
Yeah. And positioning.
I like to say this, Jeremy. Can I ask you a question? With prime, I got a feeling it don't matter. I just told you, Deion Sanders backed off of that receiver. He gave Steve Berline a lane, wide open. Receivers wide open. Prime set Berline up and stepped in front of that. I think he could play off of receivers today, and he's so athletic that that doesn't matter for him. But can he, that matters for Chris McCallister, but not for Deion Sanders.
He can play off of receivers today, but can he play off of Tyreek Hill?
Just a good question.
Yeah, see, Wes Welker said that he can't obviously make the case, or he can try to, but nobody's going to agree with it, that Tyreek Hill might be the most dangerous receiver of all time because he can run every single route, and that includes stuff out of the backfield, which a lot of guys, you know, you look at some of the ability to run the football, run those wheel routes, some of the designs that they have. He can do everything, and he's an absolute difference maker, and I find it hard to believe that with his skill set, that anyone's going to just lock him down one-on-one. So, like, I think if those two guys played, it would have to be multiple times, and they would get each other multiple times. And I'm not trying to cop out. If you ask me to pick one, I'm taking the wide receiver every time.
Of course. $1 million worth of podcasts. $1 million worth of game podcasts. Tariq Hill said why he thought he would torch Deion.
Quicker. More agile, I can move, a whole lot quick twitch guy, I can catch screens, so it's a whole lot that go into a game, so I'm not saying I'm going to put the whole 197 up by going deep or running an actual route.
Right.
I'm catching screens, I'm doing whatever, you know what I'm saying, the game need me to do, to
right.
get yardage on Deion.
And we know Deion did not do one thing, he wasn't tackling.
Yeah.
So he's saying, I'd catch the screen on him.
Let me get your shoulders.
And then I'm gone.
Let me hold on.
And I'm gone.
Well, you know, the other part of this, too, and that's what I was talking about with him running all those routes. Like, he runs screens out of the backfield, so you get the ball in his hands, and now it's like, go tackle him. So that's why I think Tyreek Hill would get his either way, because with today's offenses, they're designed to set it up to get the ball in somebody's hands, you know, and they could do that as much as they want, even if Deion's trying to, you know, you can move him to the slot. You can move him around. All these different things to get him open. That's why I would side with the wide receiver, but both of them.
Do you think offensive game planners nowadays are smarter, or does the game itself allow you to do more than you could 30 years ago?
Yes.
Both?
Yeah.
It's smarter because of.
Yeah, because now you'd have to look at a situation where the rules have changed and see where you can take advantage. And I think it's silly if you don't. If you're like, okay, so wait a minute. Now they don't have to get, or they have to get both feet in bounds. So if a guy's on the sideline, I'm going to shove him regardless if he's close, so he can't get that back foot down. Or, you know, try to make sure I'm using the outside as leverage to push him out of bounds to make those things happen. But when they change the rules, you want to find ways to try to circumvent those rules. Mm-hmm. I mean, Bill Belichick, he didn't do that. He cheated. But, you know, there are guys in this league that try to make every single play advantageous to him. That's why I appreciate what the Miami Dolphins do so much with Mike McDaniel, because I do think he's one of those forward thinkers, and he's really changed some of the plays in this league.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I think it's a great, great debate. I do. And I think if there is one wide receiver today that could make that claim versus Deion is Tariq, because I think Deion Sanders, you can give me Revis Island. I thought the guy from the Raiders in Philadelphia.
Nnamdi Asamoah.
I thought, ask Ken Zales.
I loved him.
I said back in the day, you and I had this conversation. I thought he was a fraud. I thought he was an absolute fraud. I did.
I didn't think he was a fraud. I think once the Raiders stuff winded down and he was going to Philly, he had visions of being in movies and stuff. What's his wife is, he's married to a famous actress. What's her name?
Just look this up.
You just lost it too.
Was it Washington?
Yeah, Kerry Washington.
Kerry Washington.
Yeah, so he's married to her, and he was in some movies and TV shows, and I think his vision of what was important to him changed. I think football became unimportant.
I think he was great in his own defense.
Okay.
And when he left Oakland, and they asked him to run the man, we realized he was a one-trick pony. That's what I think about it. Nonetheless, my point was, you can name all these corners that you want. Deion's the best I ever saw. He's the best that I ever saw. You have playmaking safeties. You don't have playmaking corners.
Yeah, I agree, but I think Revis had a physicality and he wasn't afraid to tackle. Like, and that's why I do think Deion's better, but I think Revis is a little bit more close than you think, probably.
No, I don't think you do. That's why I named Revis first. I think Revis would be my number two.
But how close?
Pretty close.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty close. For the Ravens in this draft, it's more about adding depth or finding that guy. What do you think, Jeremy Kahn? We'll talk about that at 7:15. But on the other side, what do you think? About five quarterbacks in the first round or six?
I think five definitely, six possibly.
We'll put them in order up next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.